Welcome back to Maybe It's Just Me. I'm your host, Alessandra White. I'm also the founder of Creative Work Hour, so I'm all about living the creative life. And I help people do that every day in our online sessions. So today we were talking about trees. What does that have to do with creativity? Each day that we come together to do work, we start with a quick check-in of what we intend to work on for the hour, and then we do a meditation. It's like 3 minutes, 2 minutes. It's not long. But it helps us to get to that flow state really quickly. Then we turn on the music that is curated for the purpose of flow. And we all do our things that we're doing, and we come back 5 minutes before the top of the hour, and we check out and just give a quick little report on how it went. I read. I wrote. I got a title for my poem. Whatever it happens to be, right? So today, here's how the meditation began. You are a tree. Amongst other trees. And you can see with your tree eyes what all the trees look like around you. You see the trunk, the branches, the leaves, if they're still there. But the most grounding part of the tree is beneath the surface. Isn't it? And what I've learned about trees fascinates me is it's not just that roots grow in the ground and secure and take in the nutrients for the tree. The roots are also there for communication with their community. With the other trees. In fact, if there is an infestation in one part of the neighborhood where the trees live, signals will go out through the root systems that there is a need to jack up for protection against the infestation that is further into the wood. I love that. That the whole group is responsive to anyone of the wood. And it's just like that when you get creatives together, even if it were like by pen pal, because that's how it was done. And it's still being done. Authors write to each other, poets write to each other, painters write to each other. That hasn't disappeared. But the communication is what keeps you grounded. And it doesn't need to be time-consuming. Like with our little group made up of Hivians and other creatives that are just now learning about Hive. It's the being sparked by one another makes for a more creative life. Being sparked by one another's thoughts and remarks brings about a creative life that creates its own energy. You know, sometimes we just can't do that one more thing. But we can if it comes with its own energy pack, right? So there's the thought for the day. It's not just that we're all connected, but that we're well-grounded. And healthy roots communicate with each other, signal to each other, bring about responses in each other. it's a lively and dynamic thing. Yeah, so think about, what do you have that you want to do? You maybe have not told a soul. But that if you realized or recognized that it comes with its own energy, you just might pull that off. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Maybe It's Just Me.